Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm your host, Petia Kolebova, a passionate coach who helps corporate women who have been pushed down and have been playing it small due to toxic relationships or childhood trauma they have never healed from in their past, which has caused them to create a life that wasn't true to them or their sole purpose. My mission is to help women who are on the path to heal from their past wounds, move through their limiting beliefs and internal blocks so they can finally do what they want to do, what feels good to them, which is serve other women in a powerful way online. Each week, I will be offering an interview on an idea that will support you to leave behind what it's not serving you anymore and create a life filled with freedom, abundance, and purpose. No more hiding, no more waiting. The time to take care of yourself and up-leveling your life is now. Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me on another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today, we are going to do a quickie. And for another quick reminder, this episode is sponsored by One Day Transformational Event here in Las Vegas, meant for more. This one day with the speakers, with the transformational exercises and mindfulness, we are going to dive really deep and overcome your limiting beliefs, your blocks, and really show you what's possible when you step into your own power. We are going to be shifting your money mindset, your intuition, your connection with yourself, with your higher self, and prepare you for a fulfilling life that it's feeling amazing on the inside, not just the one that looks good on the outside. Let's dive in. Today, we are going to be talking about, or I am going to be talking about getting there. If you're anything like me in the past, I was so goal-oriented. I was just hustle, and I needed to keep moving. I thought that when I keep the momentum, when I keep moving, when I keep doing the things, I will get there faster. So I got into the school, I got college, I got my bachelor degree, I got my master's degree, I got married, I got divorced. I was really moving the needle in a way that I never rested. Once I got to the one goal, I was already preparing myself for the next one. When I did my fitness competitions, when I quit my corporate job, when I started my own business, it was about all doing, always feeling doing more. And I had such a challenging time to relax. I was always thinking about future, so future oriented. What am I going to do? Planning everything, strategies, moving forward. And I felt like when I sat down, when I was just relaxing, I was not good enough, because when you want to get there, you have to keep moving, you have to keep doing. And the thing is that I started to be realistic all the time. My body was talking to me and I wasn't listening. I always told myself, I just gotta finish this, I just gotta do this, I just gotta get another meeting, answer another email, finish my workout, prepare my meals. I was always on the go, and my body was just shutting down. Excuse me as I interrupt today's podcast episode, which I hope you're getting a ton of value from. If you're someone who has hit somewhat of glass ceiling in your personal and or business life, and you feel lost and unsure why, maybe even frustrated with it, I hear you. Here is the thing that happens when we hit a block in either business or personal life. It's because there is an internal blind spot that we aren't seeing and working through. It's because there is some sort of hidden belief that it's holding us back from leveling up and serving the world in the way we really desire to. It can be embarrassing and hard to step back and want to put in the work to bring our inner battles to surface. We want to keep pushing down the traumatic relationship, the lack of confidence, self-hate, down to the depths of us when nobody can see it. But sister, that's what's keeping you stuck. If you're ready to finally get out of your own way, dig deep and dissolve those eternal bottles that are keeping you in a lackluster life, then I'm here for you. Head over to my link, calendly.com/be-strong-minded, to set up a free 1-on-1 call with me so we can begin getting you into a state of abundance, joy, and closer to all of your desires. No more excuses. You deserve this. I will see you on our call. And now, back to today's show.
Is this resonating with you? Do you hustle? And do you feel guilty when you are not doing something? It was really such a challenge for me just to take a couple hours off just for myself, because I felt that the life, it's running by, it's passing by, and if I don't join the train, I'm just going to miss it. I'm just going to miss on the life. And I gotta tell you, when you miss this train, there's going to be next one. Because the worst thing you can do, it's miss out on the life. It's miss out on the relationship. It's miss out on a nature date. It's missing out on being with yourself. Because if you like it or not, you gotta realize that there is no getting there. There is no there. Because no matter where you're heading, there will always, always, always be the next step, next goal, next achievement, next milestone. So instead of really focusing into the future and being so focused on it that you get anxiety because you want to take a little bit of time off, realize that there is no way you get it wrong and there is no way you will get there. We are here to be expanding and growing and learning. And it's a part of our life to embrace this truth that we are not meant to suffer and be hustling and doing the things that are hard. Yeah, you gotta keep showing up. I'm not saying to be binging on Netflix or not doing anything. Do what's aligned with your soul's purpose. And you know what it is. Because when you're doing it, you're feeling light. You're feeling good. You're feeling good about yourself. You're feeling good about your life. Because when you forget, you will get reminded. You will get overwhelmed. You will get frustrated. You will get reminded by life, because it's going to bring you the people and opportunities to tell you you're off your path. So next time you're hustling really hard, when you're thinking you will be missing out on something, remind yourself that when you take the time for yourself, when you rest, when you relax, when you recharge, when you reconnect with your loved ones, when you pick up the phone and text your girlfriend, you love her, when you pick up the phone and call your grandma, when you read your book, these are the times that you are rejuvenating. We are human beings, not human doings. There is no getting there. There is just here and now. So let me know, how are you refocusing? When you listen to this episode, share a screenshot and let me know on Instagram stories, how are you staying connected with yourself when you turn into the human doing instead of human being? I love you. Remember, you are meant for more and you matter.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create the space for the new exciting life that it's on its way. And if this message hit home for you, just screenshot this episode and go to your Instagram stories to share it. To share the screenshot photo on your stories using Instagram app, You will just tap onto the picture on the top of the left of your screen or swipe right from anywhere in the feed. To choose a photo from your iPhone's library or gallery, click the square on the left of your screen. Just make sure to add there the mention, my handle, be.strongminded, or just use the feature to type and type in with the text be.strongminded. When you're ready to share, just tap your stories in the bottom left. I'm so grateful for you, and I love sharing this life thing with you. I would love to send you a virtual hug, and you can do the same for me. To send me a virtual hug, you can just leave me a review on the iTunes. It really means a world to me, and I always get super excited to share the review of the day with others on my feed too. To leave a review for a podcast from your iPhone or iPad, you just launch the Apple Podcast app, tap search bar, and then enter the name Be Strong Minded Podcast. Tap the blue search key at the bottom right, tap the album for the podcast, and tap the reviews tab. Tap the right review at the bottom. I'm so excited to continue growing with you. And for now, I'm sending you the promised virtual hug, so much love and smiles.